First time I posted this, it was removed because newbie me didn't know how to tag correctly. If at first you don't succeed. So I travel a lot, let's say it's a passion slash obsession slash addiction of mine. I also have an incredibly high sex drive and have recently become single after a very long relationship, so I have a lot of catching up to do. I think it's about time I started sharing some of my crazier stories, all true, about my single life, particularly the ones where I'm in a new place and tend to let loose because no one knows me. I'm 5 feet 4 inches, long brown hair and hazel eyes, reasonably fit body, I work out a lot but I also love beer and pizza, smallish boobs but a pretty decent ass which seems to be very popular with guys and girls alike. My first story will be from last year when I was in Zagreb. I'm a fairly active Tinder user but I was here to meet some friends I hadn't seen in a long time, a couple. They're lovely people but I tend not to share my crazier stories with them as I feel a little judged, why don't you settle down with a nice man? So. I wasn't looking for anything but while I was in Croatia having fun with my friends a dude slid into my Instagram DM saying he wanted to meet. I asked how he found me and said my Insta is linked to my Tinder. I kept saying no to meeting him, I was there to hang out with my friends and I wanted to prioritize my time with him, not meet some random dude. But as the night wore on and I got a little drunk, my friends bade me goodnight and headed home. At this point, as I always am when I get a little drunk, I'm kinda horny and the guy is still messaging me. So I give in and let him know the hostel where I'm staying. He rocks up, we have a few drinks and make some awkward chat. His English wasn't great so the conversation was tiresome but at this stage I'm like fuck it, he's not here to talk anyway. He was well built, short brown hair and those big, brown Eastern European eyes. Not my regular type but pretty fuckable so I made my decision fairly quickly. Thankfully the hostel I was staying in was pretty empty, there was only one French guy in my room, but I didn't want to disturb him so I grabbed the Croatian guy and led him up the stairs. There was a big bathroom close to my room and I pulled him in, shutting the door behind us but realizing too late that it didn't lock. At this stage I am so wet from anticipation of fucking a stranger in the hostel bathroom I didn't care and started making out with him and pulling his clothes off. He did the same to me and in a minute we are both naked. I'm toying with his cock and give it a quick suck before putting a condom on it and hopping up on the bathroom sink, pulling him over to me by his cock and arching my back as he enters me. He's banging me on the sink, in between lifting me up with his massive arms and fucking me mid-air, which I find so hot, in wet as hell and the door keeps swinging ajar so I use my foot to hold it closed as he fucks me. The thought of being so brazen and maybe even getting caught just adds to my excitement. Unfortunately the guy comes in like 2 minutes, this happens me a lot. I like to think it's because I'm tight and a good fuck but maybe I just have terrible choice in sexual partners, and I'm a little disappointed because I haven't finished with him yet. I give him a minute to clean himself up and then tell him he owes me an orgasm, and push his head down between my legs. So now he's giving me a roll, the cold sink against my ass feels insanely good and because I don't know this guy nor care what he thinks of me I don't hold back in instructing him how I like my pussy licked and sucked. Barking orders is not something I normally do but it felt amazing, especially when I told him to suck my clit, and he obeyed, and it pushed me right over the edge. Once I had came I hopped off the sink, cleaned up and sent him on his way. He messaged me a few times after that but I had got what I wanted so I didn't reply. He still religiously watches my stories on Instagram though. The funniest part was the next day when I saw my friends for breakfast I was commenting to my Croatian friend about how there were so many good-looking men in Zagreb, seriously, so many beautiful men, and she said oh honey they're not that great you're just horny you probably just need to get laid. Little did she know. Hope you like this.